Duggar.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, we certainly we're going to have this afternoon for the next hour Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. And Joel's going to bring us up to date with what's really going on in the world today, the information you're not going to get through the controlled media. Joel, you pick up the story there, right there.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. You know, as usual, when you have a Democratic administration come into office, it becomes an avalanche of bad legislation. Now, there are certain things that the powers that be get through when they elect Republicans. It's usually slower, it's slicker, it's an attempt to slowly seduce Republicans into accepting socialist legislation, but right now it's an avalanche just starting. Of course, Obama gave a State of the Union message this week, claiming that we will rebuild, we will recover, and the United States will emerge stronger than before. Now, that statement, I predict, will go down to haunt him like Bush's mission accomplished banner. There's no way this economy is going to turn around in such a way that it's going to look like the United States is stronger than ever. If there is a turnaround, as I have long predicted, it will only be through massive inflation, and that means on the way up, it outstrips everyone's incomes, and our standard of living will continue to decline.
Well, I certainly agree with you. In fact, you know, the idea that basically he wants to ration health care. In fact, right today in the community where I live, if you are on Medicare and you don't have a family doctor, you can't get one. The family doctors in our community and many communities across this country cannot actually, you know, afford to take care of Medicare patients because the fees have been cut back so far. Doctors will take care of those that they've seen before, but new ones, no. And this is simply the beginning of rationing access to health care. And believe me, it's going to be much, much worse. They're even going to begin, you know, to determine whether older people really ought to have medical treatment or ought to be left to die. So it reminds me of it was in Hitler's Germany, where there were just useless eaters there, that people who did not deserve to live. And this is the same philosophy that Obama is advocating in the name of being sure everybody gets health care. No, his whole idea is to ration health care, but you can be sure that Obama and the members of Congress are going to get all the health care they need. It's just the common people are going to be restricted in their access.
Well, it's true. You know, there's the, of course, a major part of his proposal is to have electronic records, and of course that's a major privacy invasion. What I'm concerned about is his claims about wanting to push for preventative health care. Preventative health care, of course, you and I are all for, but it must always be voluntary, because the establishment medical system, first of all, knows very little about natural nutrition, and the things that they push have always been skewed and wrong, everything from statin drugs to other things which exacerbate health problems. But when you start to push preventive things, you start to, I mean, what are we going to look at? We're going to look to mandating, you know, certain regimes, certain diets, certain weight control things. This is just a recipe for an invasion into the fundamental rights of individuals.
What about mandating
protocols
influenza?
From doctors?
What about mandating influenza injections, which don't do any good and give you a full
That's
dose of mercury?
Right.
I mean, there's so many things that they can mandate, you know, and yet, you know, they're poisoning us with aspartame, they're poisoning us with mercury, they're poisoning us with fluoride in our water, they're poisoning us with genetically altered drugs. I mean, they're poisoning us from so many different means, the statin drugs you mentioned. And we're going to trust the people who are poisoning the American people with our health care? What sort of madness is that?
Yeah, and unfortunately, the establishment, because they're totally connected to the establishment medical system, will back this. And, you know, what really upsets me so often is the fact that, you know, this cry that everybody wants health insurance. You know, there are those of us, millions of us, off the grid, so to speak, that don't partake of establishment medical things, don't want health insurance because it doesn't pay for the kind of treatment that we use. It doesn't pay for natural things. And so we would be paying for nothing. Of course, there's going to be a huge tax on the rich for this health care system. We're looking at funding a $634 billion, Obama's talking about creating a health fund of $634 billion over the next several years to finance major changes in health care. You know, one thing I think it's very important to remember that any health care reform package always understates the cost by at least three times. That's the track record. He's going to propose creating a pool of money of $634. I can guarantee that it will cost, you know, $1.5 to $2 trillion just for starters. And, of course, he is creating this pool of money with a combination of new tax increases on those making more than roughly $250,000 a year and cuts in government spending on other health care, which isn't probably going to happen. No, nothing in health care really gets cut, but the tax increases certainly will take place. I think, you know, this sets out a very, very bad precedent, this tax the rich, populist type stuff. It will bring in a lot of money. 80% of all U.S. taxes are paid by that group of $250,000 a year, so there's a lot of money to be taxed there. But this concept, you know, creates more class conflict. It's this us versus them mentality, which will only divide Americans. But in today's world, you know, people don't care for principles. They simply, yeah, tax the other guy. That's what they want to do.
Well, because that's how they got in the alternative minimum tax. The alternative minimum tax was just for the very wealthy. Because why should people who are making millions of dollars a year not pay any income tax at all? And so the alternative minimum was so the millionaires couldn't get off, you know, without paying their fair share of taxes. Of course, what happened was pretty soon it was involving most of the people in the middle class. And of course, the congressman said, oh, shucks, how did that happen? We don't know how to get rid of it. You know, it's not our fault. I mean, we didn't intend this at all. And that is the height of hypocrisy. They knew exactly what was going to happen. They just can't let the American people know that it was another device to increase the taxes on the poor people. And believe me, an awful lot of people who were very wealthy found ways around paying their taxes. So believe me, there are always going to be those little holes in there in the tax bills. And that's why Warren Buffett was able to say, well, you know, my secretary pays more taxes than I do. I just don't think that's fair. But he's not volunteering to pay his taxes, you can be sure. Go ahead.
Well, you know, when this illusory recovery comes, when hyperinflation comes, which surely must come because of the huge hockey stick graph, you know, that's been bandied around the Internet showing the massive increase in the money supply, that will amount in hyperinflation. And it won't take very many years of hyperinflation for people's salaries to rise to the $250,000 level, and they'll be paying the tax.
Good point. Very, very good point. And that's what they did with alternative minimum.
That's right.
Simply, with the inflation, got everybody into the alternative minimum. I think we should be talking about that very definitely. He really wants to raise the taxes because he knows there's going to be inflation and salaries are going to have to go up. They won't buy anywhere near as much. But by devaluing the dollar, why, of course, then we can bring everybody into that $200,000 or $250,000 realm. Do you really want Obama to raise raise your taxes, because that's what he really intends to do. And the other thing that was the height of hypocrisy, when he talked about the electronic, you know, medical records and preserving privacy. Well, that's like talking about dry water or cold heat. There's no way you can have electronic medical records without exposing the intimate secrets that you've told your doctor to everyone in the entire country. That's a height of hypocrisy, and he knows
it. Dr. Stan, it will be kept secret even from your own family. You know, you call, I can't get my wife's records, you know, because I'm not my wife, even though I'm married to her. But the government will know. That's the key. It's the government will know everything, because when we sign, you know, those waivers at the doctor's office, if you agree, you know, that we're going to protect privacy, except to government.
Right, the government.
And that's who we're really looking for.
And the government wants a dossier on every individual. They're preparing them. They're tracking what you buy. They've got your picture from the Department of Motor Vehicles. They got your fingerprints. They want everybody to carry an ID. We're moving towards a dictatorship. We'll be right back.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the Pepper Spray Baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression. Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals. chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest, of course, is Joel Skousen. We're talking about Obama's, budget message. And, of course, you're talking about, you know, how, my goodness, you know, we're going to maintain your privacy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just exactly the opposite. It's sort of like Obama, you know, saying that we're going to have the most open, you know, completely transparent administration of, you know, modern times. And then the first thing he does when he gets in, he passes all sorts of legislation to conceal any misdeeds by the previous administration, the Bush administration. He talks against lobbyists, how terrible it is. And then he tries to bring all sorts of lobbyists into his administration. Joel, he says one thing, he does exactly the opposite. You know, does he think the American people are stupid?
Well, they are. That's the problem. Well, you know, people, even on our side of the political spectrum, the conservative Christians, Dr. Stan, are extremely naive, especially when you have someone assuring them and saying something right. I mean, this guy is a fairly masterful orator and able to, put across things in a much better way. I mean, he's a relief to listen to compared to George Bush, but still, it's lying in the most sophisticated manner. Let me give you an example. You know, despite Obama's soothing words that he's not going to take anyone's guns away, you know, this was his public statement in response to the run on guns in gun stores. He is doing exactly the opposite. He is, in fact, setting the stage for the biggest power grab on weapons I've ever seen, and the media is complicit. You know, just as I was waiting for this interview, Dr. Stan, you had this, I don't know how a conservative radio station has this kind of abominable news in there going on, but talking about, you know, this wave of propaganda that the entire Mexican drug uprising of drug lords fighting the army and fighting Mexico is because of American gun show guns. It is just literally a piece of propaganda. And, let me take that apart for your listeners, because it's very important to understand this media blitz. This is conspiracy I'm talking about. The New York Times follow the thing. The news media, everybody's coming into the same mode of the Mexican drug problem is all because of American access to guns. This was on Brian Williams last night, NBC News. They gave a big play to the Mexican drug wars. But the big message was, of course, that almost all they were claiming of the drug gangs' weapons are coming from America. Now, here, picture this. They're showing clips of battles between the Mexican army and police with automatic weapons, and they're saying these come from American gun shows. They show a clip of a gun show then, afterwards, with people buying assault rifles. Then they move to a clip of some law enforcement officer claiming to have traced Mexican drug weapons to a gun show in New Mexico. Now, all of this is bogus, and let me explain why. First, you can't buy automatic weapons, even at gun shows, without going through a licensed dealer and filling out ATF paperwork for a license to have an automatic weapon. This is not something you can buy off the table at a gun show.
Are you suggesting that Brian Williams was lying to the American people last night?
What I'm suggesting, Dr. Stan, is they put together a piece of propaganda that was totally false by the virtue. I mean, and it's not as if he was just reading a script. When you put together the clips and you go out of your way to go film a gun show and you go out of your way to film a law enforcement officer falsifying evidence, you are doing a big lie propaganda excerpt. Second, you know, the assault rifles shown in the gun shows were only semi-automatic. They're not automatic. So it doesn't match the clip that they were showing before about automatic weapons. But this is a very, very slick transition which, you know, people, they look like the same weapons, but there's an internal difference between semi-auto and auto. Now, so here comes the New York Times. James McKinley screams, U.S. is a vast arms bazaar for Mexican drug cartels. Can you imagine this? The same day, they're coming out with the same story. This takes coordination. They say drug gangs seek out guns in the United States because the gun laws are far tougher in Mexico. Well, look, let's be fair. You know, drug dealers don't buy from licensed dealers in the U.S. to get their automatic weapons. They use the ample black market for U.S. for weapons. They have known and reliable underground suppliers, and guess what? The U.S. intelligence agency knows who these suppliers are, and they don't shut them down. They use them themselves for getting, you know, black market weapons into Iraq, the 80-some thousand that we lost in the past year. You know, 80-some thousand weapons on the black market in Iraq is larger than the entire Iraqi army and police force. So where were those old, used weapons destined for? They were destined for terrorists. We're arming the best terrorists money can buy, to quote a wise man called Dan Monteith. Now, only a small percentage of handguns purchased in Mexico come from gun shows, and those aren't traceable. So how can the ATF turn around and claim that 90% of these weapons come from gun shows? Now, let me repeat that. The kind of weapons you buy off the table in the gun show are not licensed. They don't have a record. They're not required to be registered. So how does the ATF come off saying that they can trace 90% back to gun shows? You can't trace any of them unless they're signed off and sold by a dealer. And the drug people don't buy from dealers. It's just incredible. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket science to figure this out. But this media is very, very, devious. I have... and I'm covering in tomorrow's World Affairs Brief, for example, the story behind the ammunition coding legislation that has hit the legislatures of 18 different states. This was no coincidence. Anytime you have 18 different states getting the same piece of legislation, there's a movement behind this. And come to find out, piece of legislation all comes from a little website called ammunitionaccountability.org. That website exists, and it's the one pushing 18 states to require all ammunition be micro-stamped with bullets and cases serialized for identification, requiring eventual forfeiture of non-serialized ammunition, I mean everything that everyone's bought and stockpiled, the end of reloading, which is a massive loophole they want closed, and enormous increase in cost for ammunition to the United States people. So who's behind this? Well, the legal director for Grassroots North Carolina went to a patent lawyer, Ed Green, looked into it and discovered that in 2006, two men, Steve Mace and Russell Ford, were issued a U.S. patent for apparatus and method for identifying ammunition. These intrepid inventors, they say, together with business partner John Knickerbocker, hired lobbyist firm Gordon Thomas and Honeywell and started blasting this legislation around, starting with Washington State. So, this Ford guy claims to be a friend of the Second Amendment. You know, as this guy wrote, he said, with friends like these, who needs enemies? And, of course, he talks about an armed society as a polite society, and so his efforts is supposedly to make it more polite. Well, it seems more polite as long as you funnel huge amounts of money into the pockets of Messrs. Mace and Ford. But in any case, that's who's behind all this legislation, and they've got a lot more money than I think a normal small company has to push this.
Well, do you think there might be some ties to some people in government who'd like to disarm the American people as afraid of to a fascist dictatorship?
You can bet on it.
Okay, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen. Ladies and gentlemen, freedom is under attack today, and freedom once lost is never never regain.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Joel Skousen. And Joel, before you go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and perhaps go ahead and subscribe to it as I do, because I know I look forward every single week to it coming. But go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. My World Affairs Brief comes out every Friday. It's by a moderate subscription price, and if people would like to view my website, it's at www.worldaffairsbrief.com. worldaffairsbrief.com. That's worldaffairsbrief.com, and they can get a sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. There's lots of interesting free material on the website, including a rundown on all the latest news, pre-screened by my staff so you don't get the worst of the propaganda. And that's no small task to try to filter that out. I know that you take advantage of that every day in doing your research. And there's also lots of good material on government cover-ups, which are the best evidence of conspiracy to take away our liberty and understand what's really going on in government. So lots of fun stuff to read.
Amen to that. Well, I think it's time that people begin to understand that we have people at the highest levels of our government who control the media, who have a different agenda, and they hate individual freedom. But go right ahead, Joel.
Well, nothing is more telling about that than this media blitz on gun control. And it's just like a 1-2 punch, Dr. Stan. It's just amazing to watch the kind of collusion that goes on with the media. I mean, it's almost like switching channel on even the local news station. You ever done that to try to avoid the commercials and you turn over to others? And they've got the exact same story, almost word for word. It's almost like they share this information to make sure that nobody gets a leg up on the other.
Well, because I've always felt that the CIA and the intelligence agencies were working in the media. I know that Lieutenant General William Odom, in his book, Fixing Intelligence, it came out in 2003, asked the question, should the CIA have journalists planted in the media? And I think that they do have journalists, and we are the victims of a massive propaganda campaign to create our reality. And you could not have freedom when you have government or intelligence agencies or people of great wealth controlling what the American people think.
Well, it's certainly that you cannot make an informed decision as an electorate when your information is very carefully distorted for you. And as I've said many times, they distort not so much by outright lying, but by specific omissions of the truth that would critically alter people's perceptions. Now, the next story is that part of the Obama bailout ends up being, and now that the details are coming out, a blank check for 19 of the largest banks in the nation. They're essentially going to get an unlimited line of credit, Dr. Stan, and the rest of the banks are going to be allowed to fail. And I think that's on purpose, so that the big boys who are going to get the bailout money can pick up the pieces. So this is a really evil thing. In fact, you know, even some of the bigger banks like Citigroup and Wells and Bank of America are not even going to have these so-called stress tests given to them to gauge if the banks have enough capital. They've already, the Feds are talking about giving them a bailout right now, and the rest of them are going to get this so-called stress test. But the top 19, and how you get on that list, you know, is anybody's guess. But that means if you're not on the list, you're not getting this bailout money, and that means if this recession deepens into depression, as I'm predicting it will be, a lot of these other banks will fail.
Well, I don't think those banks are too big to fail. I think they ought to be allowed to fail. They're the ones who brought this whole thing on. And I think that some of the biggest ones, like J.P. Morgan Chase, you know, has specifically not lent money because they want to precipitate this whole crisis. In fact, we know that Henry Paulson lied to us last fall, you know, about the locking up of the financial system because the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis published a report in October of last year that said there was no problem at all with the financial markets. They'd gone through the Federal Reserve System statistics. And the same thing was true in December when the Solent Corporation did exactly the same thing and came to the same conclusion. Now, of course, by failing, absolutely refusing to do anything to stop the cascade of home foreclosures, they've got this depression, this depressionary psychology going, and now I'm sure that some of the banks are having very, very real problems. But, of course, I think the big boys have plenty of money, but they're not going to lend it, because if they lend it, there wouldn't be a problem, and if there wasn't a problem, they couldn't collapse the world financial system. And until people understand that there really are people who want to destroy the finances of our nation and the world, none of this really makes sense.
Absolutely right. I'm convinced that this is on purpose. I, in fact, am not for bailing out the foreclosed homes. We've got to remember that the prices of homes are way, way inflated, much higher than people's incomes than they should be. And the homes, in order for those prices to come down, that market needs to collapse downward. And it's unfortunate that, you know, people unknowingly went into this market thinking that it was going to keep going up and up so we can afford to take these risks. But in fact, it couldn't keep going up and up. We'd run out of buyers. And that's why they kept, you know, loosening the criteria so that you could get more buyers. But eventually you ran out of buyers even with the loose criteria. And that's why the system had to collapse.
But the thing is, Joel, that they have not gone after the loan companies that made the fraudulent loans, the banks that bundled the fraudulent loans, the rating companies that rated the fraudulent loans. Those people should be held responsible, and I think a lot of them ought to go to prison because they knew what they were doing. It's fraud. Isn't it interesting that maybe you're just too big to prosecute for fraud in this country? Maybe there's a ruling elite, and they can get away with anything, including murder.
Well, frankly, it wasn't fraud to actually give the loans. If there was fraud, it was government fraud for saying and encouraging those, in fact, mandating many of the banks to loan to subprime people. There were some actual edicts coming out from the FDIC that you have to give a certain amount of your percentage of your loans to people, and that's not fraud on the part of the mortgage writers. They simply were entering into a business that they had been enticed into by the growing boom in sales. Why? And it enticed so many more people into the title company markets and all these other markets. I mean, these people are out of a job now because the market collapsed. But these were not fraudulent loans. These were enticing people to sign on the dotted line who had no business signing. I mean, no down loans. Nobody had any business buying $300,000 homes with no money down. So the only fraud that really occurs, in my opinion, is at the highest levels of government who purposely foisted this system, the Fannie Mae people and all of that evil. And, of course, there was fraud in the bundling of these loans, as you said, because it was people like Paulson's investment bank and others that bundled these, and then the certifying agency, that's where fraud occurred. I don't see fraud at the actual mortgage level, except in a few rare cases. But generally speaking, they were simply responding to false market forces that were created by Fannie Mae and the Fed.
But, of course, the thing, when you've got somebody who makes $20,000 a year and you sell them a $700,000 loan with nothing down and no payments for 2 years, that, of course, I believe, of course, is totally irreprehensible, and I believe that's fraud. I had a friend of mine who was actually given $25,000 to buy a home. He bought the home and got $25,000 back. I mean, there were a lot of things that were going on like that. I mean,
but you see, that's not fraud. I mean, fraud would be that they misrepresented something to the buyer, but they didn't. They had the money to give to him, and they gave it to him. The theft, not fraud, but the theft occurred by this money being created out of nothing, which created this excessive demand, this false demand. The money that was flooding into mortgage brokers' hands was flooding in from the Federal Reserve System through Fannie Mae. In other words, by guaranteeing that we'll replace, give you money for every loan you write, that's where the theft was occurring and the fraud was occurring.
Well, then we ought to go after the people in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But we'll be back in just a moment here with Joel. Anyway, of course, I think the rating companies had to know that these were not AAA loans. And yet they gave that rating, and then they wrote the derivatives on them, the insurance policies, with nothing behind the insurance policy.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding supporting documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, I'm just standing back here. Our guest is Joel Skelton, the World Affairs Brief, and we're simply talking about the things that are going on in the world today. And obviously, there is a very conscious effort to take away our weapons. We were just talking about the background of the housing crisis, the fact that they're really not trying to stop the housing crisis. After all, if they stop the housing crisis, how could we have the whole system collapse? And certainly, a couple of trillion dollars, they could have actually done something. They've already actually put out close to $10 trillion, either promised or lent or pledged, $10 trillion already. But you're not hearing about that. All you hear about is, this budget bailout or the stimulus bill. I mean, all sorts of shenanigans are going on behind the scenes, which I fear are going to ultimately lead to the destruction of the value of the United States currency and the financial stability of our nation. That's down the road a little ways. I wonder how far. Well, Joel, you pick up the story.
Well, certainly this year we're going to look for a downward slide despite everything that's happening. The stock market doesn't believe anymore in the bailouts, continues to fall each day. There are rallies that the funds protection team tries to work into this, but I think we're going to continue to have layoffs, and the more layoffs, the more you have a negative multiplier in the economy, more or less and less people bring in income, and more people get laid off. It's got to bottom out at some time, but I think this whole year is going to be very, very severe. Even AIG, the big insurance giant that's had already in bailout some $180 billion, is already back at the table for more. They're not making it. And that's the way it is with Citibank and what is the Bank of America. These people have already been at the table for bailouts, and they're getting more. And the smaller banks that are failing are not, and they're being gobbled up by the larger ones.
And I think AIG, we're talking probably somewhere between $500 billion and $1 trillion before this is all over. Where's the money coming from? Why from the? They're just going to have to keep destroying the value of our currency to keep AIG going, which should have gone down because of incompetence. Go ahead.
Yeah, this was just an insurance company. I mean, this wasn't something that had thousands and thousands of employees. These people were into derivatives and the worst kinds of insurance without reserves, and those are the type that needed to go down. But they're insiders, and that's why they're being bailed out. Now, lots of things happen when you have crises. For example, there's another example of the Obama regime following the same path started by the globalist Bush regime. Bloomberg reports the U.S. efforts to force Swiss bank UBS to disclose the names of 52,000 American customers would require the bank to violate Swiss sovereignty and criminal law. A lawsuit was filed yesterday by the government seeking improperly to enforce a summons by the Internal Revenue Service for the identities of every account holder in this UBS bank. Now, the funny thing, Dr. Stan, is, or the tragic thing really, is that this is a notorious Swiss bank that has been used as a front for CIA money transfers, just like BCCI was. And when the CIA pulls out its own corrupt funds, these banks fail, and that's what's happening. I guess the dark side of government has decided to get one last benefit from the failure of a bank they pulled their money out of, flushing out other Americans trying to shelter their income who weren't connected quite enough to get the private warning to get out earlier, if you get my drift.
Yes, I do. And I think it's a terrible thing. But I think that basically what they're doing is they're simply turning their back on law. I mean, they want the Swiss banks to violate Swiss law. But because those Swiss banks have branches here in the United States, I mean, they can simply force them to do whatever they want to. I don't think that
the Swiss banks
who do not have branches in the United States will violate Swiss law, but then heaven only knows. Our leaders don't believe in law. They kill people with impunity. We've done programs on the professional assassins trained by our government to kill other Americans. But that's another story. Go right ahead, Joe. We've got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program today.
Well, you know, the bailout of the states is patently unconstitutional. It seems like only Ron Paul of Texas, Republican of Texas, cares enough about the Constitution to point these things out. But Karen McMahon of the August Review did point out that several other legal scholars outside of Congress are pointing this out too, like Nick Dranaeus, director of the Goldwaters Institute, says he believes the bailout of states by the federal government would violate the 10th Amendment of the Constitution. He simply doesn't have the power to do it. Those powers are reserved to the states. The states aren't going to give money to other states. They needed to simply balance their budgets. And it adds insult to injury to have states like Idaho or Utah or, you know, bail out California, who has been one of the most indiscriminate spending states. In fact, we were very disappointed in our governor from Utah, the supposed conservative Governor Huntsman, decide to take the bailout from Congress for Utah rather than balance the budget. Of course, this is a man, which is typical of this particular state here in Utah, that is, like Governor Leavitt before him, so hungry for establishment acceptance that they always go along with what the government wants.
But, you know, Joel, I think the exciting thing is that I think now 11 states have passed some sort of a sovereignty amendment and said, you know, you're simply not going along with the federal government when it's violating the Constitution. I'm sure you must be well aware of that.
Unfortunately, it's not true. There are 11 that have been had the sovereignty amendment introduced. Only one in the House of Legislative House in Oklahoma has passed, and it has not passed the Senate. So, you know, these are, it's almost tilting at windmills. I'm applauding it. I think it needs to be done. But it's also fairly toothless. It's just a resolution in Oklahoma that passed. It has no teeth. It has no consequences. They can pass the resolution and say we believe in states' rights. But when it comes down to using it, I don't see any implementation, legal language to implement it.
Well, we'll have to talk about that next week. I think that's a fascinating subject. At least it's being talked about, at least on the Internet.
I agree.
But I agree, every American should back this concept. We're out of time, Joel. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you. And this is the time, Dr. Stan, when I want to certainly remind our listeners of Radio Liberty as primarily listener-supported, and we are dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us so we can maintain our network of about 60 outlets a week, and at least people are hearing the truth. And if you care about America, remember, if we don't reach the people, why, they're going to be subject to the mind control that comes through the standard media. And believe me, the Internet has been infiltrated. Much of the conservative movement has been infiltrated. And we need to have people who are getting the truth out. I hope you enjoyed our programs with Joel Skousen. We've got a great new DVD on vaccines and brain development. Vaccines on brain development. It's 1995. It's the talk that Dr. Blaylock gave at our last conference, but it's a vitally important thing so that you can help understand that they're poisoning our children. They're destroying their minds. We have between 1 and 2 million children in the United States today who are autistic or have certain degrees of autism. According to the CDC, 1 in 6 American children has some sort of neurodevelopmental abnormality. They're destroying the lives of our children, and you've got to be pretty evil to want to do that. We do hope, of course, that many of you out there will want to get the new DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix, certainly the DVDs we have on the secret mysteries of America's beginning, Riddles in Stone. They sold their souls for rock and roll because it gives you real insight into what's going on. That you can get that, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 6-hour version of that. But it's important that people understand what's really going on behind the scenes. There really are demonic forces. There really is a supernatural realm. And, of course, some of the people, many of the people in the music industry and the entertainment industry and in government and in the court system have sold their souls to the devil. You certainly would want to see this. These DVDs, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version, they sold their souls for rock and roll. You certainly would want to hear my talk on the planned police state and get the syllabus that goes with that. You want to get our concentration camp, either the 4-tape set or the DVD or the documents, or better still, get the concentration camp special, which comes with the amazing clips. And there you'll actually see the congressman talking about the plan in case of a national emergency to simply round up American citizens and put them in concentration camps. You'll actually see pictures of the concentration camps. This is not imaginary. Do not wait until this has happened. Help us to get the word out. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV. War. So,